This is WLVR News. President Donald Trump returns to Pennsylvania this weekend during another campaign blitz across the state earlier this week. Trump continued to fan distrust of the news media. His attacks on news organizations are a political strategy that seems to resonate with his base. But as WLVR's Tyler Pratt reports, undermining journalism could have long-term consequences for democracy.
You're for Trump, stay, if not leave. We don't need no more lying news people.
As thousands stood in the cold rain in Northampton County, a woman by the name of Jackie began yelling at reporters who were walking in.
Everybody knows the media is so biased, it's disgusting. To treat a human being like that, it's disgusting. From day one, let the man do his job.
Trump 2020!
President Trump also took shots at the media covering his rally.
CNN hates what I say. CNN is fake. Corrupt news. Oh, they just turned him off because I was insulting.
The crowd began booing reporters as he falsely accused some of turning their TV cameras off.
You know, they're tormented. The fake news. They're tormented. In one way, they have to have it on because it's ratings. It's big, big, beautiful ratings.
And then he took aim at the entire media pool.
They are the enemy of the people. They really are.
Those remarks have become routine at Trump rallies, and throughout 2020, Trump has dialed up attacks on what he calls fake news. But media distrust is not a new sentiment in the U.S.
We have data going back to the 1970s that shows that trust has been declining year over year.
Jeremy Latah is a journalism professor at Lehigh University in Bethlehem.
One of the really interesting effects we've seen is what we call the hostile media effect. And that is the more polarized we are, the more we tend to think the press is against our point of view. And that holds for both left and right ends of the spectrum.
But he says it's a concept Republicans have embraced.
It has been more of a feature of the right, largely because I think that the party and some of its leaders have embraced attacking the media as a partisan strategy for firing up the base.
And Latah says this rhetoric has been used before.
Nazi Germany, the Hitler's party, routinely referred to the press as Lügenpresse. It was a derogatory term that they used to basically call them liars. It literally translates to lying press. And the press was demonized in Nazi Germany because it was the only remaining tool for accountability.
Latah says he is sympathetic to those in Trump's base who have been swept up in his assaults on the media.
In large part because I think that they are downhill from a propaganda effort that is a part of a partisan motivation for electoral strategy.
Back inside the Trump rally, Susan Fuskus called herself a victim of the news.
It's an echo chamber. If you just watch TV and listen to the news, you don't find the truth about anything.
Fuskus shared a claim frequently espoused on the right. She likes to find the truth herself.
I go on the internet, obviously, but there's a lot of alternative media that has good information. The Gateway Pundit's a very good source. OAN, that's very good. Yeah, One American News Network. The Epoch Times.
The Epoch Times motto includes the words unbiased, accurate news. But its far-right ownership has published disinformation about COVID and pro-Trump conspiracy theories. Latah says that content may appeal to people because of confirmation bias.
And what it is it describes the process by which we tend to seek out opinions that match our own priors.
Latah says all people have bias.
This is a matter of human nature. I don't care what side of the spectrum you sit on. The ability to suppress bias from the way in which you report data, I think, is impossible.
Latah says the concept of doing your own research is problematic because unless you've been trained, it can be easy to get overloaded with information.
We are having to make snap critical decisions about that information on the fly without necessarily constructing an entire methodology in our own minds about how we encounter the information, how we sort through it.
And one way to combat this is take media literacy classes.
Our media use has tripled in the last 20 years, which means that we are just encountering more information just as a happenstance of having smartphones and mobile laptops and Wi-Fi everywhere and things like that.
Latah's advocating for media literacy to be taught in K-12 and college settings. But for that to happen, he says, the public will need to demand it.
It is not in the interest of consolidated political power to encourage that, because the more entrenched a political party is, they have no incentive to allow for more media literacy and critical thinking when you can instead use that as a tool to defang any sort of accountability journalism that might put you out of power.
And Latah says the stakes are high. The future of American democracy may hinge on citizens' ability to think critically about the media all around them. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.